This is I Call the Wind Blowing, written by Lamia Kals, read by Mistborn Hero. A Hilda Potfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the friendship David, Frida, and Hilda. It is tagged for Halloween trick-or-treating. Summary: Hilda, Frida, and David go trick-or-treating and encounter someone in a very impressive costume. Hilda was quite proud of her outfit this year. The last Hallows Eve, she had been introduced to the idea of costumes for the first time, and it had been quite challenging. Her first instinct was to make an entire papier-mâché troll costume, but apparently Trollberg's fear of trolls was so great that even pretending to be one had been outlawed. Something about an incident many years ago, where a troll was able to do a lot more damage than it otherwise could have because everyone assumed it was just a really, really good dress-up. She had ended up borrowing one of Frida's old costumes of the Great Raven. Frida was taller than her, so it had ended up just looking silly, scraping along the ground. Besides, the Great Raven wasn't a monster, so it was hardly scary. This year, however, she had been prepared enough, and her mom and she had spent a lot of time lovingly crafting a lindworm costume, with Twig, her dear fox, fitting neatly into the tail to add to the illusion. It was made of a silky material, and her mom had even managed to jimmy together a little contraption that allowed for smoke whenever Hilda blew through the mouthpiece. It was wonderful. She met up with Frida and David after the sun had set.
"Whoa, you look so cool, Frida," Hilda exclaimed.
Frida had a glittering green makeup under her eyes that seemed to almost glow. Her hair in pigtails on either side of her head, and she was blowing bubblegum. She looked every part a Mara. David, on the other hand, was wrapped in black beanbags with little strings and red diamantes. "Who are you meant to be, David?"
"You told me to be something scary," David said, "so I am the Rat King."
"Ooh," Hilda said. She flicked one of the strings on his shoulder on which a beetle had landed. "That is spooky."
"Thanks," David said, rubbing his neck. "I forgot that we were doing this until about an hour ago. My mom helped me make it."
"You'd never be able to tell," Frida said brightly.
"Come on, we better get moving if we want to get any of the good candy."
The houses in Trollberg were surprisingly generous. Hilda had been amazed last year to find how many sweets and chocolates some people were willing to hand out, just for a custom, and she was no less pleased that night. They were practically dragging their bags along the pavement after only an hour. They passed many of the kids from their school as they went door to door. It seemed like all of Trollberg was out hunting for candy. Some of the costumes were lackluster, to say the best, but some were spectacular. Hilda even saw someone dressed as the Woodman, though she had to admit she couldn't be entirely sure it wasn't actually just the Woodman taking advantage of the situation.
"Oh, don't the three of you look good tonight, even if I don't know exactly what you are meant to be," said their Sparrow Scout leader. It was strange to see her out of the uniform, dressed instead in a makeshift mummy garb of bandages and toilet rolls over a black trouser and t-shirt.
"I'm a lindworm, and Frida is a Mara, and David is the fearsome Rat King," Hilda said.
Right, of course. Well, here, grab a handful. Just don't forget you're not allowed to bring any of these to the meeting tomorrow."
As they walked away, Passing two of their fellow scouts on their way out of their leader's garden, Hilda asked Frida, "Is there a reason she doesn't let us bring our sweets with us? One year we were meant to bring all of our sweets in to trade each other," David said. He shuddered. "It didn't end well." "The fights were vicious," Frida agreed. "And then, the year after that, she let us bring it in as long as we promised not to swap it. But then everyone ended up getting a stomachache, and we couldn't play any of the games she had organized. Now we're not allowed to bring it in at all." "It's for the best," Frida said, bringing her chin up. "If we can't conduct ourselves with the dignity of a good Sparrow Scout, then we shouldn't be afforded the luxuries of one." Hilda and David exchanged a look, but said nothing. It was starting to get cold, the chilly October night catching up with them, and they were quickly running out of houses. As they passed the next house, lights off, which Frida had informed Hilda meant the owners of the house didn't want to be disturbed. Not that some people seemed to respect that. Hilda noticed the strange noises. She walked for a bit, following Frida and David as they turned the corner into a darkened street. She turned, but saw nothing. "What is that?" Hilda asked. "What is what?" Frida said, stopping to turn and look too. "That hissing," Hilda said. She paused, listening. There it was again, this time with the sound of bowels being shaken in a cup. She frowned. "Do you hear it?" Guys? David asked, a tremor in his voice. "Is it going to hurt us?" "Don't be silly, David," Frida said. "It's Hallows Eve. It's probably just someone's custom making a racket." "Hey, who's out there?" Hilda called. The previous street had seemed so busy, but this one was almost empty, with high bushes on either side of them that obscured the older-looking houses. Frida had shown Hilda this part of town before. It was the old town region of Trollberg, and was many centuries older than the area Hilda and she lived in. "Maybe we shouldn't be here?" David said quietly. "Hey, who is out there?" Hilda called when she heard a distinct rustle in the nearby bush. "Come on out!" "Hilda!" David whispered urgently. "I don't want it to come out if it's going to hurt us." "We won't hurt you," came a hissing, echoing sound, like many voices layered over each other. "We are just here for trick-or-treating." David visibly exhaled. "Phew, you really had me scared for a moment there." David? Frida whispered, as the origin of the voice began to reveal itself. From out behind one of the bushes, the writhing, many-tailed mass of the Rat King emerged. Its red eyes glared out into the night, and its body undulated with each individual rat's movement. But it spoke in a chorus. "Whoa," David said. "Your custom's almost as good as mine." David approached the king. Frida and Hilda's hands both went out to stop him, but David shrugged them off. "It's all right, it's just a custom," David said. Hilda was quite sure she had never heard him with such confidence. "Yes." The Rat King hissed. "We are pleased by your reproduction of our splendor." "How are you doing that with your voice?" David asked, circling the Rat King. "David," Frida said, almost matching the Rat King's high-pitched hiss. Hilda felt much the same, but could only watch, mostly agape. "Is it a voice box?" David said.
He reached out a hand and touched the king, then sprang back.
Oh, gross! You even feel alive! That's so cool!
Thank you, David, the Red King said. I could even tell you the secret of how I got this costume to look so real. If you give me a secret in return.
That's just like the king. Hang on, let me think of something,
David said, his hands going to his chin.
All right, that really is enough now, Frida said, looking at Hilda, panic in her eyes. David?
I realized we missed a house a few streets back, Hilda says quickly.
Thank you so much for your time, Rat King, but we really ought to be going.
Oh, really? The Rat King said, many of its tails flicking.
Oh, really?
Perhaps you'll come visit me another time.
Sure. Do you go to our school?
David, come on, Frida said. This time she took a hold of his arm quite forcefully and began to lead him away. Hilda jogged to catch up.
Bye, she called back as they rounded the corner.
Gosh, David said, a grin on his face.
Normally I'm the wimp, but you two were so scared back there. You know, it's just a costume, right? He wasn't the real Rat King.
Actually, David, Frida said quickly, interrupting Hilda with a withering look.
Yeah, I don't know what came over me. Guess it was just too realistic.
Hilda blinked, then caught on.
Yeah, it was the boy's thing it was doing, Hilda said. Too scary for me.
Come on then, David said pleasantly, a little bit of a spring in his step. Show me which house we missed earlier.
Right, Hilda said slowly.
You know, I think we might have made a mistake. Fear addling the brain and all that. Look, it's getting late and very cold. My parents will be expecting me home any minute.
You're right, Hilda said. Plus, I want to get into all the sweets before bed.
Good idea, David said,
as they began to walk into the direction of their homes. David said cheerfully, chuckling to himself.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone about you being scared by a guy in a costume.
Thanks, David, Frida said. She shook her head and shared a wry smile with Hilda.
The end. This has been recorded for ITP 2024 as a treat for Kitsune Heart. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.